Can we talk about Jesus? Okay, can I prophesy? There's one hymn, the first stanza in hymn number 19. That song goes like this. Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings is He, the Lord of Lords, supreme through all eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the Lord. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Say it. Hallelujah. Let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is He. The Lord of only the first stanza. The first stanza.
Through all eternity.
The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Pick your Bible, stand up, and let's talk about Jesus. Let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is He, the Lord of Lords, supreme
through all eternity.
The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Father, we want to talk about Jesus. Come and grant us understanding through this exhortation in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Open Exodus chapter 40. Let's continue where we stopped last Sunday. We're talking about the coming of the glory. The coming of the glory of God. Verse 33. Verse 33 up to verse 38. And he raised up the court round about the tabernacle and the altar, and set up the hanging of the court gate. So Moses finished the work of the building of the tabernacle. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And when the cloud was taken off from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journeys. But if the cloud were not taken up, then they journeyed not till the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and the fire was on it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of His word. God bless you. Looking at the coming of the glory. The coming of the glory of God. We saw the first time the glory came. The glory of God came when Moses built, like we stressed last Sunday, when he built the tabernacle and constructed the ark of the covenant according to the specification that God gave him. And I keep stressing and stressing it, because that is where Christianity missed it. Salvation is God's own business. And He has set the due order of doing things. And if you don't do it according to the order, you are on your own. It's so important. God call me, God call me. And please, in this move that God is taking us now, we intend to call ministers who are ready to move with God. Not ministers who are looking for food to eat, oh. Ministers who are ready to enter the field and restore the children of God back, so that glory will come back. Hallelujah. We will come together and tell ourselves, see, oh, see where Christianity missed it. Let's come back to the plumb line. Let's come back to the pattern that he, God, has given. And please listen very carefully. It will help you. To help you, because the time to play religion is gone. The time to play church is gone. The time where you want to be recognized in a church is gone. It is now time to be recognized by God. Praise the Lord. And that is the problem. Once you can be recognized by God, then you will enjoy your Christian faith more than all the struggles we struggle. We are struggling now because we are not yet recognized by God. And all we are trying to do is come back. And I'm just praying that God will help me to say it in a way that somebody will catch it. Because we see the pattern, and it's a perfect pattern. And if you catch this picture, you will know that Jesus truly is the way. Hey, you belong to any other religion, you are wasting your time, oh. And the pattern is there. Brother Abraham kept emphasizing. He said, Satan is known by his characteristics. He said, God is also identified by his characteristics. And that's why he said, I am the same. He said, I am the Lord God, I change it not. And Apostle Paul spoke of Jesus Christ as the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has the same pattern. He will not change it. Hallelujah. I read something last night. Fear catch me. Fear catch me. When God was speaking to the priests in 1 Samuel, how that for the sacrifices that are offered, that they go priest or priest, God was angry with them. Hophni and Phinehas, he had to kill them because of the nonsense they were doing. He said, they will go and take of the fat offerings, fat of the offerings of the people, the sacrifice and the offerings of the people, and then consume it on themselves. What came to my mind is what ministers do. Do you know that pastors today are millionaires and billionaires from the offerings of the people? Fear catch me. Hallelujah. Study the Bible and know the pattern. He never changes. That's why I keep saying, see, you want to let me know that this is the end of the age, that God will soon destroy this earth with fire. How do I know? I didn't need vision. All this while you are shaking because Sister Nena spoke. Linda from something church spoke from Sierra Leone. A vision they saw, and it's making people fear. I don't see vision. I don't see anything. I study my God. The handwriting is written loud and clear. The sign of the end. Why did he destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? It was when their immorality reached a stage where men were marrying men. Women were marrying women. When it reached that stage, and it was not an offense in Sodom and Gomorrah, it was stamped and agreed. It was legislated. It was legalized. It was when it reached a stage where it was legalized that God said, if I don't stop this thing, the whole world will be corrupted. And it's not the same stage we are in now in the world. How many countries? Every year you will hear new country has joined. Anybody now, if you want, I'm giving you secrets now. For those of you who do everything so desperate to go to Europe, go to Canada, go to Europe, go to America. If you leave any of these countries that refuse to legalize homosexualism, if you just manage to enter Europe, just go there. Then they are saying, I declare refugee. What happened? They are looking for me to kill me. What happened? And because I am gay. They know they say they are from Liberia again because war don't finish. So the next thing are Nigerians. The cases, you just go there and say, I am gay. Immediately they will say, come, we know they want to kill you. Come, we will give you citizenship. So that you can practice your homosexuality here in Europe, here in America, here in Canada, especially Canada. It's their headquarters. They have crusade every week. Legalize it. It's legalized. If you speak anything against them, they will jail you. Now, I'm saying this, that is there no pattern in the Bible? There is pattern in the Bible. Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed when their immorality got to that stage. I am the Lord, I change it not. Watch it, that is evidence. God will not sit and fold his hands and see the perversion that is going on. Pastors are now holding Bible in the pulpit. They are ordaining pastors who are gay, not by secret. They are declaring, I am gay. I am gay. I am gay. I saw a documentary where a woman who is a lesbian and a man who is a homosexual, and they came together and they say, let us get, what do you call it? How did they put it? Let us get a child. There's no emotional something. The only thing that will connect me and you is that child. She agrees to be pregnant for the man. Then the man remains with another man. She remains with another woman. And then they went and they legalized it. No emotion. I'm not your husband. See my husband. He is James. And she saying, see my wife, she is incurable. No, not incurable. See the perversion that is going on now. Even in this country, they are the ones in power. They are the ones in power. I had a story of a man that kept a young man somewhere. As is it boyfriend or girlfriend? I don't know how they call him. Put him there in a room, and before you know what, he came to visit him in a house. He bought a car for him, but here for somewhere, Lagos here, came there and saw a girl walking out, and got angry. He said, "I kept you here. This is where they service you for. They deal with you for. He carry on the." Put inside one woman. And then got angry, got a knife and cut off his mouth. Put him there, locked the door so that he will bleed to death. And he died. I understand that when they try to report, they trace who did it. And he agreed, say, yes, I did it. They arrested it. It was not up to 1 hour. All the powers that be got him released. It belonged to the same club. They only, just the law didn't permit it. The day that Nigeria will put that law on, it will shock you what will happen. Who you will see involved in it. I am saying that don't fight it. It will happen. It is a sign of the end. If God did not spare Sodom and Gomorrah, why do you think he will spare this earth now for all the perversion that is going on? I use that as an example for us to understand how the pattern is. So that you see us, how we are afraid, some of us are afraid to mess up with this God after taking us so far around him. We see a picture of our salvation clearer and clearer as we study this scripture. And please, I didn't read this anywhere. One thing will quicken me, I will study and I will see the pattern there. And I will come and share it with you. It helps me, it should help you too. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now we are talking about the tabernacle that was built. Israel, that's the first time that they saw the glory of God visibly. Evidence, physical evidence of God's presence. When that ark was kept in the holiest place, somehow David now built a better temple and then put the temple there, put the ark there and the Holy of Holies. Something was in that ark. The word of God, the commandment of the Lord, the two tablets of the commandment that God himself wrote and gave Moses, they were inside that ark. Manna was, piece of that bread was there. And of course, Aaron's rod, to speak of the priesthood through which he'll be ministering to the people. They were all in that ark of the covenant with the mercy seat on top. And the day that temple was built and dedicated, and that ark, as soon as the priests took that ark into the holiest place and came out, the glory of God came down there. And the presence of God was so much that even Moses could not minister. And as long as that glory was there, Israel was assured of the presence of God in their midst. No other God had that privilege. No other nation had that privilege from their gods. Only Israel. But it was a covenant they entered into. And as long as they keep that covenant signified by the word in that ark, the problem is not the ark that is the presence of God. The ark had something there that God was coming to confirm. The covenant that they had with God was that he will remain with them as long as they kept his word. And soon after, everybody went his own way, doing all the abominations other nations were doing. They will come to that temple, see the glory of God, leave again, and go to one shrine somewhere again of the Philistines. That's how stubborn the children of God truly are. And God kept warning them by prophets, they will not listen. Finally, he decided, hallelujah, since they don't want me, I will leave them. And Ezekiel saw in a vision, like I explained last Sunday, they were now in a captivity. Hallelujah. Something happened. God allowed to fulfill the prophecy he had given. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, came and scattered them. Came and destroyed that nation. And destroyed that temple. And Ezekiel was in that Babylonian captivity when God decided to show him a prophet what brought them to where they are now in captivity. And he saw when the glory that was hanging in the temple left through the eastern gate, went to Mount Olives, and from there disappeared. But the ark was still there. And the children of Israel were still coming with the high priest and worshipping, but the glory was no longer there. Why? Because they broke the covenant they had with God. Church. And God allowed, because the covenant has been broken, that ark was no longer needed. The ark was a symbol of the covenant Israel had with God. And since they broke the covenant, the ark was no longer needed. Praise the Lord. I want to say something deep today. The ark was no longer needed. So, the glory left. And once the glory left, that ark became an empty box, a useless box. And then, that ark left, until today, nowhere to be found. That ark, there is nowhere to be found. It's nowhere to be found. Praise the Lord. Listen, we talk about new covenant. And we talk about the old covenant. It is that old covenant that was broken. Church, listen. The old covenant was already broken. Listen very well. The old covenant was already broken. And God himself ended that covenant by bringing Babylonians to come and scatter that place. The old covenant did not break on the cross of Calvary. Where are the preachers? The old covenant did not break on the cross of Calvary. Hey. I don't know if they are understanding me. Eh? It was not on the cross of Calvary that the old covenant was broken. Hallelujah. It was the new covenant that was being established on the cross on Calvary, because the old one was broken long, long time ago. Hallelujah. I repeat, it's not on the cross on Calvary the old covenant ended, though. It ended just as the glory left the temple, Solomon's temple. But we keep saying they were still under the law. They were still under the law. They were washing their hands before they eat. They were appointing priests. They were having the order. They still had, look, after some time, Zerubbabel went back to Israel to build back the temple in the same pattern, in the same place where the old temple was before. And they built it, taking using 49 years. Although John chapter 2 verse 20 tells us that it took 46 years. Whether it's 46 or 49 years, history says 49, but the scripture says 46. Okay? But it took that long for them to build that temple. And then the Bible says, we read it last week, where they were now dedicating the temple. But in the dedication of Zerubbabel's temple, there was no mention of the ark. That's why I said last week, till tomorrow, they will not see that ark. And even if they see the ark at all, it is only for museum. There's no spiritual significance to it. And some people begin to teach all these funny preachers who know nothing about types and shadows as far as salvation is concerned. They are still believing and waiting for Israel to establish again, build a temple again, and start worship as of old. That the only thing, all the materials are ready, the only thing that is left now is the ark. They are looking for the ark. They will never find that ark. And even if they find the ark, it's Oyibo, Israel wants to increase money for tourism. They will keep it somewhere. It's tourism, tourism. And if I can tell you boldly, one of those that will be sponsoring the location of that ark is the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church. It means so much to them. My wife and I, we were somewhere in Israel, sometime early this year, where they showed us, I think that is the boat. The boat. Eh? Jerry, you are there now. Which boat was that?
The one that the Peter used in fishing at the river.
Peter's Galilee. Fishing boat. The boat that Peter fished. They kept it in one room somewhere where everybody they pay money go look. Now, listen. And our guide told us that, you see, when this boat was discovered, he said the Roman Catholic Church offered Israel $5 billion if they can give them to take it to the Vatican. But Israel refused. It means so much to them. It will be added to more of their, you know what they need. They need such things, and it will also let them know that true, they are the headquarters of Christianity. After all, they say that is St. Peter's Square. So if that is St. Peter's Square, then St. Peter's boat should be in St. Peter's Square. So everybody will travel to Rome to go and see, you know, because of the apostolic succession, because they are continuing in the office of the leadership. The key was given to Peter, and according to the Roman Catholic Church, the Pope is a continuation of apostolic succession. So it's only normal anything related to the apostles should be there until they are ready to offer $5 billion. Praise the Lord. Till now, that ark has not yet been found. They will find out tomorrow, but I'm speaking now. They have not found it. And I'm saying, why is this so? Because it is no longer needed. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want you to take note that the second building by Zerubbabel, like I said, had no ark. Therefore, there was no visible presence of God. And it was not even fully built. It was just the foundation that was laid. They laid the foundation, and then the Jews, they were shouting and shouting and shouting. But there were two groups of people like we saw last Sunday. Some were crying. The old ones that saw the first temple, they were crying. And those who didn't know about the first temple, or let me say the second temple. Now the first one was the tabernacle. The second temple was the temple of Solomon. They didn't see, amen, the glory. Those who saw the first glory, now there's a dedication of the second temple, but there was no glory. They were crying because, we remember the first temple when it was dedicated. God came down raw, like Brother Assembly here. Some people come now and they say, God is here. Kai, this church, I never seen this kind of church before. God, they're here. It's because when you are saying God, they are, those of us who started this church, with a look, with a cry. When this church started, we know how the presence of God was among us. You can't even hold unforgiveness in your heart and bring offering. The angel will drive you away. When you hear, hey, thus said the Lord, if you commit sin, you go run out. Thus said the Lord, they go mention your name. You fornicator, you are coming before my presence. You stole and you are coming before my presence. We didn't have time praying like this every time for sick people. After worship, sicknesses will disappear. Before Satan said, if we don't do something, these people don't know where they go. That's why we play for Jerusalem. We see what happens. But we follow them. And all manner of people came here. Agenda of Satan to quench the light. The church, that glory will be restored. Whether you answer amen or not, that is what God is ministering to me. That glory will be restored. When you see people coming to church, they're not looking for God, they're looking for prophets. They're not looking for something that will change their spiritual life. All they're looking for is who will pray for them. And then devil station the people to go to the mountain and pray for you. People no longer take up your matter because you're a sister. They are taking up your matter because you have money. And you know, after the program, you will give them money. But the glory will restore. Will come back. That glory will come back. That glory will come back. When I call you my sister, you must be my sister. I cannot call you my sister and go and begin to want to take you to bed. I cannot call you my brother and then cheat you. Every opportunity I have. Can't do that. I can't do that. That glory must restore. And that was the situation in the second temple. The temple of Zerubbabel. And some people were crying. While those who didn't know, they were shouting, and shouting for joy. No mention of the ark. Now, will you say God was not with them? He said he will not utterly forsake his people. Do you understand? He will not utterly forsake his people. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So imagine the condition of Israel. Amen. The condition of Israel is the same condition of a believer. When the glory leaves, you still pray, and then God answers you. But unfortunately for you, you have discovered that when the glory was there, you were fighting less battles. For 40 years of Solomon's reign, with that temple there, there was no single war. No single war. He didn't fight any battle. Why? The glory was there among them. The ark was there among them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And don't think that because he has left, he has allowed them, destroy them. That was the reason why, Pastor Francis, I say, please, I want to make reference to 1 Samuel. So let it be our Bible reading. So that when I talk about it, you can understand what I mean. Do you know that although the glory had departed, do you know that the Philistines came one time and took that ark? Hallelujah. Listen, it's very important. The glory left. How did the glory leave? We see one time when the glory of God left Israel. One time, Eli was a priest. He had two children, Hophni and who? Phinehas. Hophni and Phinehas. And those people were renegades. Complete renegades. No fear of God. They were misbehaving in the temple. And God sent a message to Eli and pronounced all he pronounced against them. Shortly after, the Philistines came on a battle against Israel. They were there with the ark. See, abominable people. Abominable people. Oh, glory be to God. Church, listen. Do you know some people believe if they hang the cross of Jesus, it means all the power of the cross will be with them? I have gone to visit somebody who is sick, whose daughter was sick in the hospital. They sat down by the hospital bed like this, then carry Bible put by the as the pillow of the child. So when you put your head by the pillow the Bible by the head, then God will take care. God will take care. Amen. What God is honoring is not the cross. What God is honoring is not even that you have a fat Bible. What God is honoring is not that you see vision. What God is honoring is not any other thing that you pray too much, you fast too much. That is not what God is honoring. God is honoring you because you honor his word. God honors you because you honor his word. If you refuse to honor his word, he will also dishonor you. And not many people know that. And that's why they can spend hours on the mountain praying, asking for anointing, fire. And they cannot spend 1 hour to study the word of God. And then they were going for battle. And then they went and brought the ark as usual. Meanwhile, God is angry with them. And before you know what, the Philistines had them shouting because they brought the ark. Shouting. Hey, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And then from there, I know say, it's not every shout. Some shout and a noise. Some shout. They were shouting unto the Lord, and the enemy had the shout. They were scared. Make it up, he say, the God of this Israel, don't come. They made the shout, we are finished. And one of them say, Allah, don't mind them. Go in the might and finish them. And they had boldness and they went. The Bible says how many thousands were killed that day with the ark among them. So there, the Philistines even went, hallelujah, and carried the ark. Took the ark to their nation. But the fact that God has left, it is between him and his children. Oh. You, unbelievers, don't put much for inside. Oh. They took that ark, said, now, God be this, and took it to Ashdod, and took it to the house of Dagon, their God, and kept it there. They arrested the God of Israel and brought the God of Israel before their own God. The next day in the morning, they opened the door. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Their God, Dagon, 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 bow before the ark. They helped their God to stand. Hey! They helped their God to stand. Me, now my own God, they helped me stand. Oh, hallelujah! 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 They helped him to stand. How would they happen? Okay, that go. Then they brought the sacrifice I gave him. They left. The next day, the God of Israel said, not be only bow. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He cut up all his limbs. Cut it off, cut it off. They came, they saw the stump of Dagon on the ground. What did happen? Hey, hey. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And before you know what, they now knew. That was not even enough. They still kept it there, changed the address. Eh? And then you saw, we read the story, how he started to trouble the whole of the Philistines. Until they took the same ark. And see something. When they took the ark to another house of Obed-Edom. Hallelujah. What happened there? Do you know why? Because when the ark was brought to the house of Obed-Edom, they went and brought a priest to watch over it there. They had respect to that ark. Obed-Edom, you know, be priest. So, no be you. The fact that you recognized and brought and did it according to due order, only the priest should be in charge of the ark. That house prospered. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But my emphasis, yet the glory has gone. I have a reason why I'm saying this. Because sometimes, because of some small manifestations, you will think God is with you. Meanwhile, the glory has departed. And before you know what? Hallelujah. The glory that left, amen, it did not come back again. The ark disappeared. Nothing is heard again about that ark. Even shortly after, amen, the reason why that ark disappeared is because it was no longer needed. A perfect ark was coming up. Hey! A better ark is coming up. So that you will know why we are under a better covenant. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. What was the ark representing? Amen. The ark. Amen. It was a type of Christ. It was speaking of Christ. The Ark of the Covenant was overlaid with gold. It was speaking about Emmanuel, the deity of Christ. It had 10 commandments inside the Ark. Christ was the Word of God made flesh. He had thus said the Lord. He said, what shall we do that we might do the works of God? He said, believe on him whom God has sent. Hallelujah. And they could not understand who he was. Shewbread, manna was in the ark. Speaking about Christ that has eternal life. They ate manna and it saw them all through the journey. Except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, he said, you have no life in you. Christ, the bread of life. That is what that ark was speaking of. And a new ark had to be prepared. Amen. The ark was formed in the womb of a woman. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. And the ark was prepared. And the ark is not yet a temple. Hallelujah. Until the glory comes there. And before the glory came in Solomon's temple, even in the tabernacle in the wilderness, there was preparation that was made. There was dedication that was made. And they carried the ark to the Holy of Holies. And when they dropped it there, then God came down. And then, unknown to them, this was an ark now prepared by God himself, ready for his glory to come in. And he came to John the Baptist for the preparation, for the dedication, for the consecration. And then John did not even understand what was happening. I have need that you do this for me. Why should I baptize you? He says, suffer it to be so now, to fulfill all righteousness. You don't know who is standing before you now. And as soon as he was consecrated, he was put inside that water and come out. The Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Malachi chapter 3. Can we read it? Verse 1 and verse 2.